Do you know the distance between the Earth and the Sun?
What was that?
93 million miles.
93 million, yeah.
Okay, so the 93 million miles, and yet, do you feel it?
No.
No, you don't.
No.
Because this is a gravitational inertial system, and so the glass on the table stays right there, gravity is down, and we think that's all normal. But we're actually going pretty fast, going around and around the Earth's axis as we sit here and talk.
Doesn't seem wise that we hurt the spaceship we're on.
Oh, yeah. I was just at the Citizens Climate Lobby regional conference the last 3 days talking about how the climate really is changing and what kinds of things we can do to fix that.
Well, think about it. I mean, just the wonder of this. We are going 1,000 miles an hour, but like you're saying, there's this inertia and gravitational system where we don't feel it. It's the only home we have.
Exactly. And one of the best things we could do to protect this is to put a tax, call it a fee on burning carbon. Mm-hmm. So if you put a fee on carbon, then the best way to make that equitable is to have that rebated to the people that pay the fee. But the people that use a lot of carbon are going to pay more fee, and the people that don't use very much are going to not pay much in the fee. But everybody gets the same rebate. So the richest people get the same rebate as the poorest people. So I think that's a pretty good way to help the climate.
Why does everybody get the same? Shouldn't the poorer people get more money?
Well, they get more compared to what they spend.
Okay. But everybody gets some form of rebate.
The same dollar amount.
Oh, okay.
So if you suppose you are a rich person and you buy 5 times as much carbon as a poor person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're paying $5 of fossil fuel, and the person that's not buying much fossil fuel only pays $1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's 5 plus 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1?
Oh, 5 plus 4 is 9, 3 plus 2 is 15.
$15 comes into the system, and now everybody gets, if there are 5 people, everybody gets
$3 back.
$3 back. So that the person who's not so well off pays $1 of fee but gets $3 back. The richest person pays $5 of fee but only gets $3 back.
Mm-hmm.
And that may encourage them to use less fossil
mm-hmm.
fuel. And somebody in the middle pays $3 of fee and gets $3 back. So anyway,
Are people seriously doing the carbon tax, though? Is it being proposed?
Countries in Europe, some of them are already doing it because they tend to be smarter than we are. I shouldn't say smarter. They tend to be more concerned about the state of the Earth and what people are doing to it.
Yes. So was there anything else that came up at the conference that you think we should know?
Well,
First of all, what was the name of this conference again?
This is the Citizens Climate Lobby Regional Conference mm-hmm. held in Troy, New York, this last weekend. One of the things that's very interesting is the number of people that know who their state representatives and state senators are. Because those people can do things locally, and then we have the federal Congress people and the federal senators,
mm-hmm.
and those are the people that can do things at the federal level. So you want to inform all of your elected officials of the fact that this is a problem. Do you notice any problems of climate change? Have you noticed any in your life?
Oh, are you kidding?
Well, okay, so there are a lot around.
I mean, the coronavirus is related to, you know, diseases not dying off because of warmer temperatures and globalization, this corporate economy.
Okay, so there are a lot of things if you
so
pay attention.
So many things, yeah.
Okay, so it's a good idea to do something about it. And a carbon fee is a very good way to do that, to get people to understand that burning carbon is not good and there are ways to reduce that. And you know I'm a solar energy guy, and we just talked about the moon, but the sun is a source of energy that's big enough to power all our needs. Mm. And so if we're smart about how we do that, we can transition from fossil fuels to renewable energy.
Were people being honest in their dialogue about how it's a pretty serious game we're in right now?
Mm-hmm. Some more than others. Mm-hmm. And being a scientist, I think that the scientists have a better idea of how bad it is than most other people.
I think that getting people to acknowledge where we're at in the game is really essential. And yet I find, and I'm not a scientist, but just as someone concerned about the climate, I find that that's hard, that getting people to accept where we're at, how deep we are into planetary change, is hard for people to accept. So it feels like there's a paradox between the necessity of getting people to that awakening point of like, wow, we're in a like massive planetary shift, and that reckoning needs to happen in order to, for I think, real action to take place. But that reckoning is really difficult for people.
Some people, yes, because in some ways it's abstract. We evolved to handle immediate things. If a tiger jumps at you, you react quickly. Whereas this seems like a slow thing, climate changing. Well, slow is a relative term. If you're changing something as massive as the climate, the amount that we're changing now is really, really fast.
Yeah. Well, anything else that you'd like to say about any of these issues or what happened at the Citizen Climate Lobby regional meeting?
Well, just one of the things that would make a huge difference is if there was a local laws about how buildings are made, building codes, because buildings can be made so that they're basically carbon-free using local renewable energy. And that's not really difficult. There's a book called Trail Magic, and that's a book about how you can why you want to build a energy neutral house, B, how to build it, and then C, measure the performance of that house, because most people really don't understand how their house performs. Mm-hmm. And this is a case where you have reasons to do it, how to do it, and how it performs in this example of the book, Trail Magic. So
Trail Magic.
Yeah.
Who, do you know the author?
Yes, the author is Carl McDaniel.
Oh, Carl McDaniel was on Equality Under the Law.
Of course. he's a biologist, but he understands a lot of physics also.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Borton.
Well, thank you, Megan. It's always a pleasure.